Hello, my audio booth friends. Quite some time ago, I spoke about my 2013 dream. It was a tag I was going to use and do a couple of boos on what I wanted to do, what my dream was to do in 2013. And it didn't garner much interest. It kind of died out even with me. I didn't really do any other boos about it. And then recently, Dean Reed actually asked me about it in Google+. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to resurrect the tag. I'm going to resurrect the idea. Not that the idea ever died out. I still wanted to do this. But I wanted to resurrect the idea of doing the tag and doing an audio boo. And in fact, I'm going to do this throughout the year. Every quarter, so roughly every 3 months, I will do an audio boo specifically about my 2013 dream, whether I accomplish it or not. And if I don't, why haven't I? What are some of the obstacles? Even if they're mundane or obstacles. And if I do accomplish something in my 2013 dream, how I'm doing and what I'm, you know, what phase I'm at. So what is my 2013 dream? Actually, my 2013 dream, much like Dean's, but I'll let him talk about it, is to learn to play guitar. In fact, to learn to play guitar better, because I do noodle around on the guitar. I call it noodling. I mean, I play and I can sort of carry a tune, but there's very essential skills, guitar playing skills that I really don't have. First of all, I want to be able to learn the fretboard and learn where the notes are and learn where the octaves are. Secondly, I want to be able to play chords and learn maybe, you know, a dozen chords or so throughout the year. So that's roughly one per month. Just learn enough rudimentary chords to be able to play some tunes, some and do the rhythm guitar of some tunes. Thirdly, would be to read music. Again, something that I haven't really learned to do, and I've always seemed to have this mental block when it comes to learning how to read music. It reminds me a little bit of my mental block years ago when I was doing amateur radio, and I wanted to take a leap from 2 meters, which here in Canada does not require Morse code, and jump to HF, or high frequency, the high frequency spectrum, which does require Morse code. And I got tapes, I got all sorts of things to try to help me learn to interpret Morse code at a leisurely, I can't remember what it was now, I think it was 2 words per minute or something ridiculous, or 3 words per minute. I could never do it. I had this mental block. And it's the same thing with reading music. For some reason, I've had this mental block. And so I'm going to try different approaches to it to see if I can get around this. And one of the approaches I think I'm going to do is a bit ambitious, but I'm planning on, in fact, writing music. As crazy as that sounds, I don't know how to read music, so how am I expected to write music? Well, Like they often say, if you want to learn something, if you want to study something and retain it, to write it down. The actual act of taking a pen and writing something on a piece of paper sometimes is 50%, up to 50% of the act of remembering, kind of committing it to memory, is writing it down. Sometimes in your own words, obviously. And that helps even more because then you have to really think about the subject and you have to know the subject enough to paraphrase. Now, in music, obviously, if you're going to write a note, you write a note. There's no two ways about it. But I'm hoping that the act of noodling around, say, on the piano and then say, okay, what is that? Okay, well, that's C. And what note is that? Oh, that's G. And then what? Oh, well, that's C sharp or whatever notes happen to be, right? And I'm hoping that in doing that and more will eventually ingrain it into me where the notes are on the staff. And then, of course, there's the whole thing about timing and counting, which again, to me, has always been a bit of a mental block. Yeah, I can count, you know, one and two and three, and then play, and then I get all screwed up. And what was I on, a three? Was that a four? That kind of thing. So, in my case, I may have to sacrifice a bit of the counting skills, if you want, the timing skills, for learning to read. And then once I've got that and I can sight read, even mediocre, how do you say that? Even if I'm mediocre at sight reading, at least I can get enough of it to then go to the timing skills. And so that would be my third thing, but that's way off. I mean, I just want to be able to play the guitar and find my notes and at the same time look at the piano and use that instrument as well. But that instrument I'm using almost to find the notes on the staff and to help me in that regard. And that's it. I mean, there's so much other things. Right now, what I've been doing with music, with some of the people on Audio Boo, we collaborate using Box.com, and we've sort of taken some pieces and thrown them together. But it's all just by ear, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not taking anything away from that from anybody. There are lots of skilled musicians out there that don't know how to read music, and that's fine. I just want to take it one step further because I like composing stuff. But more often than not, if I don't have a little quote-unquote digital sketchbook, if you want, to record what I'm playing, I'll forget. I might find a really nice passage on the guitar, and if I try it tomorrow, I'll forget it. You know, what was that? Was that that note? And why can't I hear it again? And because, again, the timing is different. And that's why I want to learn how to read and write a bit of music and know that vocabulary. So now, my biggest issue and concern is how will I know whether I've accomplished this or not? You know, what are going to be my milestones in the next year and in the next 4 quarters? That's really difficult, and that's not something right now I'm prepared to nail down because I just don't know. I think I'll feel it. I think if by the end of March, say, I've accomplished learning 3 or 4 chords and I can play them without referring to a book and commit them to memory and be able to play them back properly, then I'll have been successful at that, and I'll continue that way. If I can play a piece of music or look at a piece of music on a piece of paper and play it, even badly, it doesn't matter, but be able to know, okay, that's a C and that's a G and whatever, you know, that's an F sharp or whatever it may be, well, I can do that. That will, to me, will be a successful thing, and it'll be reaching a milestone. So we'll just have to see. You know, there's just so much. And, you know, right now, initially, with the chords on the guitar, what I have to do is try to figure out my fingering. I'm having a lot of problems. My hand, my left hand, just does not want to do what I want it to do. I just can't seem to be able to play a chord without accidentally fretting other strings or muting them. And it's actually very frustrating right now, extremely so. And I know I've been at this block before where I just want to give up, but I don't. I just go through it and I play them and I play them and I play them, and I'm the same chord over and over and over again to try to get my fingers to do what they have to do. And it's funny because if you were to look at my hand right now, my left hand, I'm actually holding it up as if I was fretting a guitar. And again, it's all muscle memory. It has to do with just getting over these initial obstacles. And that's what I'm hoping to talk about in the next 4 quarters of this 2013 as I go on. So this was the very first one, and it was sort of the introduction. I may do another one to let you know what my plans are further in more detail. And then eventually in March, you'll hear my first one. Thanks for listening.